Righto, from Shaw and Partners, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
Local results, the ports are doing the business. I love Napier.
Yeah, let's bring it back locally. Let's have just a wee reprieve, a wee few seconds reprieve from the Straits of Hormuz and oil and inflation. We'll get back onto that. Yeah, your Napier port released its first half result yesterday. I think a result which really talks to some of the themes that we've been talking about a lot, sort of the strength of our export markets, rural regional resilience. I think Infometrics released a report over the last day or so on regional economic performance as well. Anyway, Mike, these ports around the country, they're sort of partially or entirely owned in many cases by councils. And it's fair to say that a lot of our councils at the moment are in sort of financially challenged positions, so we say. So they're having to fire through lots of rate increases to pay for things like infrastructure. So they need their existing assets to earn better returns. Or I guess the other option is to sort of sell them and raise the cash. And look, in many cases, our ports haven't, you know, earned an economic return above their cost of capital consistently over time. So Napier Port is on this repricing journey, and you can see evidence of this success. It's just reported a very solid first half result for their 2026 financial year. Revenue up 8.8%. That was led by growth in container services revenue. Underlying net profit after tax increased 21.5%. So these are good numbers. So a good illustration of the strength of our export sector. You had a favourable growing season down there as well. That helped the volumes going through the port. The port's the sort of conduit for all of the horticultural exports down there, apples, pears, meat, logs, treated forest products, and it brings in the bulk imports like fertiliser and stuff, though. They did see, Mike, though, a drop in cruise ship visits. I think that was we saw that around the country. So they've got more revenue. They've got better profit. What does that mean? Better dividends to shareholders. Regional council's a shareholder there. So they were also pretty positive in terms of their outlook, despite the global uncertainty. So all in all, good result.
Nice. What about Infratil?
Yeah, big story in the local exchange yesterday, announcement that Infratil has agreed to sell 53.5 million shares it owns in Contact Energy. So this is a big deal, roughly a 5% stake. That's through a fully underwritten institutional block trade, which basically means they do it all at once. $9.25 a share, that'll raise them just a tad under $500 million, and it reduces their stake in Contact. They still own a decent chunk of the Gentailer, though. So what's happening here, Mike, is that Infratil are basically an investment business. They are looking at recycling their capital. They stress they still have confidence in the energy sector. They acquired these shares through a Manawa Energy transaction back in 2025. Look, they have a very successful investment in a data center business, CDC. Now, we can speculate. I would stress the company has not said this. We can only speculate that maybe the cash could be directed there. We'll have to wait and see. But, of course, data centers, Mike, at the moment, hot topic, you know, topic du jour. Everyone loves them. So maybe the cash ends up there. We will have to wait and see.
Right. Now, talk to me about Britain and what happened there. I mean, how do you explain no inflation? Or, you know, nothing nearly as bad as they thought?
That's right. I've been banging on all week about saying there's inflation everywhere. And what happens in the UK? Well, they had an inflation print that was lower than expected, 2.8% the year to April. And it was 3.3% previously, so lower than expectations. Services inflation at the lowest level since January 2022. Look, what's happened here, Mike, is there's some sort of machinations around the energy costs. There's some tax changes that have come through, which have just basically skewed the numbers a little bit. And also, there were some changes a year ago which pushed inflation up. So you've sort of got a favourable comparison. I think the analysts are saying that inflation will pop back up. It will only be a short-lived reprieve. But what we've had, Mike, overnight, we've had generally positive news for bond markets. Oil prices fallen overnight, hopes to an end to the conflict. So the oil price is down $104. So US long bond rates have fallen. But at the moment, Mike, will this last? Well, we really don't know because, well, it all depends on the man in the White House, doesn't it?
It does indeed. Numbers, please.
Yeah, so these are all good numbers this morning, Mike. The Dow Jones is up 578 points. That's just over 1%, 49,941. The S&P 500 up 0.89%, 65 points, 7,419. And the NASDAQ up 1.3%. Of course, we're waiting on NVIDIA. That's up 341 points, 26,202. Overnight, the FTSE 100 gained almost 1%, 102 points, 10,000. 432. The Nikkei fell 1.2%, back under the 60,000 mark, 59804. Shanghai Composite closed at 4162, not much change there. The howls of protest continue to be heard around Australia. I'm here around CGT. That hasn't helped their share market, down 1.25%. Maybe you'll see some rich Aussies come and live in New Zealand, Mike. Never know.
So they say, they're calling it a tax haven now here.
That's dead right. Come across to New Zealand. 8946, the close on the ASX 200 there. That was down 108 points. So we had a shocking day yesterday. So very volatile New Zealand market. Down 1.6%, 213 points, 12,761. Kiwi dollar, 0.5868 against the US, 0.8204 Aussie, 0.5050 euro, 0.4367 pounds, 93.25 Japanese yen. Gold, 4,530. And Brent crude, $104.69.
See you tomorrow, mate. Sure. And partners, Andrew Kelleher.